Herzlich willkommen zum Krankheit ist anders Podcast mit realen Erfahrungsberichten zu den 5 biologischen Naturgesetzen. Heute mit Auflösung von chronischem Husten bzw. einer Bronchitis. Rhea hat fast ihr ganzes Leben lang ständig gehustet. Sämtliche Medikamente oder Therapieansätze haben nicht längerfristig funktioniert. Im Austausch mit dem 5BN-Anwender Danny Carroll hat sie intensiv in ihrem Leben geforscht und so herausgefunden, dass es ab und zu Phasen in ihrem Leben gegeben hat, wo sie nicht gehustet hat. Und zwar immer dann, wenn sie nicht in einer festen Partnerschaftsbeziehung war. Und immer, wenn sie mit einem Mann zusammen war, hat sie quasi jeden Tag unter diesem chronischen Husten gelitten. Es handelte sich also um das Sonderprogramm der Bronchialschleimhaut. Der zugehörige Konfliktinhalt ist ein Revierangst-Schreckangst-Konflikt, also eine empfundene Bedrohung gegen sich selber oder das Revier. Sie wusste nun also, dass sie diesen Konflikt im Zusammenhang mit einem intimen Erlebnis mit einem Mann erlebt haben muss. Und tatsächlich hatte sie mit 8 Jahren ein schlimmes Erlebnis, wo sie von einem Mann sexuell misshandelt wurde. In dieser Situation hat sie den initialen Schreckangst-Konflikt erlebt, der von da an immer reaktiviert wurde, wenn sie näheren Kontakt zu einem Mann hatte. Das heißt, ihr Unterbewusstsein hat männliche Nähe mit Gefahr, Bedrohung gespeichert und von da an das SBS immer automatisch ständig reaktiviert, wenn sie in einer Beziehung war. Nach dieser Erkenntnis haben sie zusammen ein Mantra überlegt, was sie sich jeden Abend vor dem Schlafengehen gesagt hat, um ihr Unterbewusstsein neu zu programmieren. Also, dass diese Sache lange vorbei ist und sich so nie wieder wiederholen kann, da sie mittlerweile erwachsen ist. In der nächsten Woche wurde es stärker, sie hat Fieber bekommen und anschließend ist es innerhalb einer zweiten Woche komplett verschwunden. Das heißt, die Regenerationsphase konnte ohne neue Rezidive und Schienen durchlaufen. Im Folgenden für alle, die möchten, ihr Interview allerdings in Englisch, was für den Online-Kurs The Bioswitch aufgenommen wurde, indem Danny diese Methode der Kommunikation mit dem Unterbewusstsein im Zusammenhang mit den 5BN vertieft.
Welcome to the BioSwitch training. Today I'm very privileged to have the company of Rhea Sangavi. Rhea had bronchitis for 19 years. Rhea came to me before Christmas and explained the challenges that she was facing. And we had a couple of sessions together, and Rhea managed to switch her bronchitis off and is now happily bronchitis free. So what we will do in this interview is I will ask Rhea some questions and she will explain the process that we went through in order to switch her bronchitis off. So Rhea, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the BioSwitch training and sharing your experience with the students of the BioSwitch training. Tell me your background as to when you first started experiencing bronchitis, how long you had it for, and the type of triggers that would trigger the bronchitis. Let's start with that, and then we can go through the process that we went through in order to resolve that conflict.
Definitely. So, thank you sort of for having me here, Danny, and for helping me. I can't tell you how happy I feel that I'm not coughing. My cough, I've been coughing for most of my life. I don't remember a time where I wasn't coughing. There would be periods of my life where I remember coughing more. There'd be periods of my life where I'd been coughing less, but I was always coughing. Like, I can't explain it. Like, my cough just seemed like persistent. I remember before coming to you, I thought my cough began, I would say, when I was in university. But when we sort of spoke together, I realized that my cough began much earlier at age 12. And for most of my life, the cough would just keep coming and going. That's really, I would say, where my cough began and how long I've been coughing for. I've also tried, before coming to you, I tried many different fields of medicine. I tried the allopathic route where, you know, the doctors would say, hey, this is an allergy. It's maybe because of drinking wine, all kinds of sort of explanations for why the cough could be. And I would take all these medicines. I remember at one point I was taking antihistamines, pump, a nasal spray, like 5-6 different medications. And it was actually making me feel a lot worse. And it would temporarily suppress the symptoms, but a month later I would cough again. So I don't think it really addressed the root cause of my issues. And so when I finally saw you, I believe I was going through 3 months of nonstop coughing. And I'd really tried everything. But at that point, nothing had worked for me. So yeah, it was a lifelong cough that really I was dealing with.
Wow.
Lifelong cough.
Okay. So what happened when you came to me, Rhea?
Yeah. So when I came to you, you know, you started talking to me about how I need to really go back and identify the first time I ever coughed. Like I mentioned, initially, I thought it was in my university days, but you made me create a timeline. You were like, go back home, do this exercise, create a timeline of when your cough started and what was happening around that time in your life. So initially, when I started creating the timeline, I started noticing, okay, I started with my university because that's where I thought the cough originated. And when I was in university, I remember being in a relationship at that point, and I had a cough. Then after university, I wasn't in that relationship anymore and I didn't have a cough. And then I got into another relationship and I had a cough again. And I realized that, so I was in university, I think about 8 years ago. And since then, the timeline from when I had a cough, I noticed that while I was creating this timeline, I noticed that I had a cough every time I was in a relationship. And when I was single, I was healthy. So I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I have this cough every time I'm in a relationship? Like, it makes no sense to me. And then I started to go a bit deeper and I was like, okay, I went and actually spoke to my father and I was like, Dad, do you remember when I had this cough first? And he's like, actually, you had it way before this as well. So then I remembered an incident of when I was in school and I had a boyfriend then and he cheated on me and I had a cough at that point as well. So I was like, okay, this again, before this university experience, I had a cough then as well. But again, it's related to a boy. So I see a common thread here. Like each time there's a boy in my life, for some reason, I have a cough. And then I started going a bit deeper and it took me to an incident that happened to me when I was 8 years old. And I remember Danny sort of writing that in the timeline. But writing that with like a question mark, if I should mention it or not, because it was something that was significant to me. It was a bit traumatic. And I didn't know if that could have been the reason for the cough, but I was like, okay, the first time I coughed happened when I was much younger. And I remember this being a significant event in my life. Maybe I should mention it. And I came to you and we sort of went through the timeline and we discovered the commonality of me having a boyfriend and getting a cough. And we're like, this mm-hmm. is like, and then I mentioned this incident to you. And the incident was that, you know, when I was 8 years old, I was, you know, sexually abused by my house help in my bathroom. And I mentioned this to you and you were like, Rhea, this makes so much sense now. And this is the incident that's triggering the cough for all these other incidences. And it's about, you know, intimate relationships with men. So much sense. Yeah.
So basically, in summary, what happened is you had a very bad experience when you were 8 years old and your subconscious mind had stored intimate relationships with men as being scary. So
yes, exactly.
After that, every time you got into an intimate relationship, your cough started because that was the scare fright conflict you'd gone through when you were 8 years old.
Exactly.
Is that right?
And I wasn't aware. It's exactly that. And I wasn't aware of that because even if I was in a happy relationship, subconsciously, my mind would relate this to the scary experience that happened when I was younger. And so I would cough. And when I wasn't in a relationship, I was totally healthy. Like I wouldn't cough. So yeah. And right after that, we were both like, oh my God, we can't, it's this incident and it's connecting to all these incidences. And then you gave me a mantra and you were like, Riya, say this to yourself, because this is 19 years of, you know, programming and trauma in a way that you stored. And so you need to really tell your subconscious mind this, because it really has to process this and let this go and convince yourself that this experience is not scary anymore.
Do you mind sharing the mantra that you use with us?
Yeah. So I'm going to read the mantra out.
Yeah.
I'm also going to share the two things that you told me before reading the mantra, because I think it adds a lot of context on why you need to say the mantra. So the whole purpose, like you mentioned, was dissolving these tracks, because our subconscious mind stores this information and creates associations with different things that happen in our lives. And the whole purpose was to dissolve these associations or these tracks. So number one was to convince the subconscious mind that the problem is resolved. And I remember this clearly, because at that point, I know that in some way I was still carrying that. Because even when I expressed this to you, I remember being very emotional about it. That's and right. to convince the subconscious mind that it can never happen again. So these were the two things that you shared. And then the mantra was, subconscious mind, I know you have stored the scary and dangerous experience of getting abused when I was 8 years old, and I've stored intimate relationships with men as a track or reminder of the scary experience. I was 8 years old when I experienced that abuse and was young and vulnerable. I am now an adult and no longer vulnerable. So there is no possibility that can ever happen to me again. Please switch off the subconscious track or reminder of intimate relationships with men being as scary or dangerous. Now I am an adult and no longer vulnerable. The problem of men abusing me and scaring me can no longer happen. So, yeah, this is the mantra was given to me, and I went back home and I was repeating.
What happened when you went home, Riya?
Yeah, so I went home and I was on a mission actually to get this resolved. And so I would repeat this mantra before bed, like right before sleeping. I would repeat it to myself, and then I would actually shut my eyes and tell my mind like, this is the truth, and visualize this being like released. And then in the morning when I woke up, I would repeat this as well, because I remember you recommended it to do it at those 2 hours. And I would say for the first few days, like the first week, I was actually experiencing a purge. At that point, I didn't realize it was a purge, but once the purges had happened, I was like, this was a purge, because the next morning I actually woke up with a fever. And temporarily, like, I felt like it was trying to come out in all these different ways. It was trying to come out by me throwing up, because I was throwing up. It was trying to come out for me by, like, a high temperature. And it was trying to come out for me by this cough. And so for the first week, it actually got a bit worse. But I would still continue saying this mantra at night before bed and in the morning when I woke up. And Danny, you shared with me some music, some healing music by Dr. Hammer as well, which could help the process. So I used to play that, you know, just leave that on in the background really and just listen to it. And then I would say about 8 to 10 days later, the purge only lasted, I would say, 4 to 5 days. And after the purge, I was coughing, but not that much. But then about 8 to 10 days later, I woke up one morning and I just stopped coughing. I didn't really take any medication, nothing. I just stopped coughing. And I remember this because I was coughing for 3 months straight before this.
So are you still in a relationship now?
I'm still in a relationship.
You're in a relationship and you're not coughing.
Exactly. I'm in a relationship and I'm not coughing. So yeah.
But first time, right?
First time. It's really, really amazing. And I think what's super helpful is that even if, let's say, there's a slight cough, immediately when I say the mantra, the cough stops. Because I also am now getting more aware about the different tracks that could have remained. And so, I'm in a really...
Tell us a bit about the tracks, your experience with tracks. What did you... What the tracks?
When I experience tracks is, for example, the incident that really started the cough was the incident that happened when I was 8 years old. And it stayed in my mind, you know, throughout whenever I had sort of relationships with men. And when I was 14 was when I was cheated on by, you know, that high school boyfriend. And the track was, I mean, the conflict was already in my mind as, and the programming was already, okay, it's scary, so I'm coughing. But while I was coughing, I remember, you know, being in the room when he confronted me and the AC was on. So the AC stayed as a track with that incident. So it's so strange because before, not anymore, but before when I was in an AC room, I would sneeze and cough. And so I became aware of that. And so let's say not anymore, but when the AC was on, like since I learned this technique, and I would, let's say, if my nose was runny or if I would cough, I would say, dear subconscious mind, you know, I would say the mantra that that Danny, you gave me. And then I would say, stop this track. You know, I want to remove the association of the track of the AC with that incident as well. And then the cough stops. So, yeah, it's actually quite, it's like magic, I would say. I don't really know how else to put it. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what to say, Rhea. I'm absolutely delighted for you that you have now become cough-free for the first time in nearly 20 years.
And I have a boyfriend.
And you have a boyfriend without a cough.
Exactly.
Your boyfriend's going to be delighted. He won't keep him up all night anymore, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. That was another thing as well. My cough used to keep him up all night, and now he's like, what is this sorcery?
amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, and honestly, thank you, Danny, genuinely, for just like bringing this technique into my life and guiding me and sharing this knowledge, because I can't tell you how, like, when you've been coughing for so long, you forget what it feels like to not cough. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you just think that the cough becomes part of your life. It's a part of you, but then you realize, no, this cough. And oh, another thing, I do want to share this, because I was looking at my cough very negatively. And you told me that a cough, you told me something very strange, actually. You said, love your cough. And I was like, what does that mean? What does he mean? Like, thank your cough, love your cough. And you sort of explained to me why coughing, like when we cough, the body actually tries to protect us because it tries to get rid of, you know, the unwanted things in our body. And I was like, okay, interesting. And then I also started saying, when I did cough, I was like, oh, thank you, cough. Thank you for expelling things that are not needed in my body. So that really helped as well. So it was like a mindset shift along with rewiring your subconscious. Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, yeah, cough's there to expel the healing fluids from your lungs, right? So if you didn't cough and you drown, and you die. So it's quite, it's an important symptom to have, but not necessarily an important symptom to have for 20 years.
Thank you. Oh, their whole life, yeah.
Thank you so much, Rhea, for sharing your story and your learning with the students of the MySwitch training. I'm sure they're going to be bowled over. There's so much to learn from your experience. And I really appreciate you sharing it with us.
Of course. And honestly, thank you, Danny, for sharing this knowledge with the world. I think it's so important to share it because we really have the power to cure ourselves. And that's just brilliant, isn't it?
It's amazing, right? Thank you, Rhea.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you again, Rhea, for sharing that fabulous case study. Rhea's case study is a great example of the classic case of how when you go through the process of putting a detailed timeline together, how the timeline revealed that her cough only came when she had a boyfriend. When she put down the 19 years of every time she had a cough, she realized that the cough always came when she was in a relationship. And that led us down the path of going into the child abuse case that she experienced when she was 8 years old and connecting the dots between how her subconscious mind had stored intimate relationships with men as scary because she was abused when she was 8 years old by a domestic staff in her house. What I'll do is go over to PowerPoint and we go through the mantra that I put together for Rhea to go and to tell to her subconscious mind. So let's skip over to PowerPoint and I will share Rhea's mantra with you. So this is the mantra I shared with Rhea. So subconscious mind, I know you have stored the scary and dangerous experience of getting abused when I was 8 years old, and my subconscious mind has stored intimate relationships with men as a track or reminder of the scary experience. I was 8 years old when I experienced that abuse, and I was young and vulnerable. I'm now an adult and no longer vulnerable. There is no possibility that that can happen to me again. Please switch off the subconscious track or reminder of intimate relationships with men as being scary or dangerous. Now I'm an adult and no longer vulnerable. The problem of men abusing me and scaring me can no longer happen again. So this was the mantra that that Rhea used, and she went from having bronchitis for a short 19 years, and she is now bronchitis-free and a very happy person.